Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. Please stand by for just a minute. I am trying to reach Ada Marie, but let me tell you a little bit about the show first. Ada Marie will provide answers to your life questions during the next hour after discussing a favorite topic. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. Now, I've talked to Ada Marie today. She knows she's got a show. I've been unable to reach her, so I'm going to play a song for a minute and try to reach her again. Please hang in there, folks. I'll get her. I'm going to play a song by New Thought singer Jennifer Farron called Throw It All Away.
Trauma that can come.
about the coffee.
All right, folks, I have Ada Marie live, and it's always a pleasure to have her on the show. Grateful for all the callers today. We should be able to get to all of you. Ada Marie, we have 8 callers on the line today.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And the first caller is Karen, and she wanted to talk about higher frequencies. Now, Karen, just to let you know, Ada Marie says that's a kind of topic that sometimes would take an hour to talk about, but she's going to try to address it a little bit. And so what do you have to say about higher frequencies, Ada Marie?
Well, the higher frequencies that she's talking about are spiritual frequencies, which are a little different than just the higher frequency of a radio. So what we're talking about then is that it could take hours to explain it, but I've been sitting here trying to come up with a good explanation so people understand that the higher frequency of the mental process is what she wants to know about. And she didn't say, how do I reach it? She didn't ask a question. So I'm going to take for granted that she's interested in wanting to know how to reach a higher frequency.
Tell you what, let's ask her if she can phrase a question to you that would make it a little bit easier, because I'm at a loss. I don't know
the
topic. I can't come up with questions myself to dialogue with you. So let me bring her on the line and
for
that.
Okay.
Hi, Karen. I have Ada Marie here. Do you have a specific question related to higher frequencies that you'd like to ask her?
Yes. Well, I read something about soaring like an eagle so we can be above, you know, a lot of the muck. And then something else that said our best weapon is a high frequency. If that helps.
Okay. Then what you're asking is how to get into that high frequency. How to bring your consciousness into a higher frequency. That's what you're asking, right?
And stay there.
Well, staying there is a matter of your own determination to be able to hold the frequency. But to get to a higher frequency, you have to be able to let go of the mundane thoughts of the day by being silent and knowing that everything around you or the world around you is okay, and the frequency will come when you have calmed your whole consciousness, not only your mind but your body, down into a very peaceful state. When you reach that very peaceful state, you can then sit silently for a little bit, and a higher frequency, if you've asked for it before you started, a higher frequency will come in, and you will receive a warmth feeling, or you will receive a very, very sweet thought in your consciousness. And then you know you have reached that higher frequency. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, that's how it's done, and that's how it's been done when people who do work in the higher frequencies, like my mother and my grandmothers and everything, they would also make us kids would be sitting on the floor, and they would do something that was funny or joyful, and they would make us laugh, you know, and be happy. Because it doesn't do a good thing to go into a higher frequency without being happy, because you're not going to get it. You're going to get a lower vibration, which can be very, very painful and nasty. So if you want to reach a higher frequency, you must be calm. You must be peaceful. You must really, really want to connect with our higher self, or God, as known to most of us, and to ask him a question. And then you will very, very gently be moved into that area where you can ask questions, or you can receive answers before asking questions. And that's what the higher frequency is. It allows you to be peaceful enough to receive an answer. and you will receive it. Sometimes, if you haven't done this very much, you may have to wait a half hour or 45 minutes. One lady waited over an hour, and then she said she was falling asleep, and then all of a sudden, she had this wonderful feeling, and she knew the feeling was giving her an answer. So, but she didn't know exactly what to do, and this was about a month ago that she called me, and I told her, I said, yes, when you become completely silent with no thought in your head, you are going to receive. Even if you don't receive quickly, you will receive if you sit there and wait and be patient. And you have put an answer or a question out. You have to put something out. They need something to come back to you with. If you say to them, I'm looking forward to our company coming today, and they come back with the answer, and they say you'll have a good time with them, or they'll be a little bit late, or whatever, that's what you're going to get. You see, does this make sense now?
Complete sense, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's your answer. And remember that you are not going to receive a bad answer. You may receive the fact that somebody's not going to be on time or that they're going to call and delay and come another time, but you're not going to receive a very, very negative answer. You're going to receive an answer to what you have asked. And it's amazing that a lot of times the phone will ring and the person will be right on the phone shortly after you put your question in the ether, and you answer the phone and they say, I'm late. I get that a lot of times. I say, well, what time are we talking about? And then they'll tell you the time. So very often the message that you are thinking is going out from you to that person, and they pick up the phone and call you. So that's not unusual, especially today with all these cell phones that we got running around.
Right.
Yeah, so they pick up real fast.
Well, Ada Marie, thank you for answering that. Now, Karen, you have an opportunity to ask Ada Marie a question related to your life if you would like to.
Oh, thank you very much. I would very much. I have a flood of questions. Actually, I just heard Ada Marie on just the other day for a few minutes, and then when I saw David Clark that she was going to be on your show, I was very excited because I was able to get her name and contact information for an appointment.
Great. If you'll pardon me for just a moment, I want to put that out for everybody. I'm going to give you Ada Marie's phone number and website. And Ada Marie does give the first 15 minutes of a session for free, and she can be reached between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific time. And her website is thegoldenoracle.com. Her phone number is 520-896-9510. That's 520-896-9510. And pardon the interruption, Karen. Go ahead and ask your question.
Oh, thank you. No, that was very valuable information, and I'm just so happy to have the opportunity to be able to speak with her today and ask her. Try and understand the way the universe may, and your clear explanation earlier is very helpful. I also notice colors and numbers, and it kind of tells me when I'm in alignment, or at least that's what I think, but I'm not sure. I have a very specific question about a legal process case I'm working on, and I believe that I'm on the right track. But I would like to know if I have a correct sense of the facts, if there's any big misses on my part, or what I need to do or know to help me with my case.
No question is stupid and no question is foolish. If a question comes, then there's a reason. And obviously your question is, are you working on your case correctly? Yes, you are.
Thank you.
That came very quickly, as soon as you started asking. Are you there?
Thank you. Yeah, that's huge. Thank you. Actually, it's a lot of confirmation because I've been working alone, and as a matter of fact, against an onslaught of people telling me I'm wrong, and so it's been it's required a lot of strength and reserves to continue on my path, and so it's very emotional for me to hear this. I really respect your opinion or your answer. Actually, it's more of an answer, a channeling, than it is an opinion. So thank you very, very much.
Right. Believe me, it's not an opinion.
Yeah,
the channel
I'm sorry. That
is not
was,
an
yeah.
opinion.
Correct, yeah.
There are people, but I will
sorry,
tell you,
so
be
bad.
Careful,
because
there are people trying to deter you from going on the way you're doing it. Because they don't want to. So you just stay the course.
Okay. Stay the course. Okay. All right. And then if there is any big thing I'm missing, if I stay the course, I'll come upon it. But just stay the course.
It will show up.
Okay.
But it doesn't appear you're missing anything. I think people are fearful that you're too close to the. You're too close to the fire.
I'm about a new comet after 3 years. Thank you very much.
Boy.
Thank you. Oh, that's wonderful.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you so much. God bless. Thank
Karen,
you.
Call us back and keep us updated because Ada Marie is on every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time. So we'd love to hear any feedback. Have, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I will.
You're welcome.
I definitely
okay.
will. Thank you. All right.
God bless you in all your endeavors.
Thank you. God
yes.
bless you.
Thank you.
And God bless you. Bye-bye.
Well, we have another caller named Karen who's next. And Karen, you're live.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is Karen from Chicago. My question is, today I had an interview at an editorial educational company, and there were two women that I interviewed with. One seemed to like me, and the other one seemed to come up with reasons why I shouldn't be hired. It was kind of an odd interview, but they seemed like they generally
There was a fear. There was a fear on the second person, fearful of their position.
Oh.
That's what you were facing. The second person was fearful that if you were hired, it might not be good for them.
Oh, now that lady was the owner of the company, so I don't.
The woman that was fearful.
Yes. Yeah, she was the owner of the company.
Yes, I'm sure she was the owner of the company. One of the owners of the company.
Yeah, was she fearful for her husband? Because she's in business with her husband.
Yes.
I didn't meet him, but when I came in, I'm on the internet. I guess my picture's on the internet. I've had some awards, had some luck. And she was wearing the same color blouse as my profile picture on my social media pages. And I wear like a bright blue, and we look like twins today. I said, I know when the people Google me or they find me on the internet. I'm just kind of wondering, will they call me or will I find work elsewhere?
Right. Would they, you mean will that company call you?
Yeah. Or
this woman that, it's going to be discussed between her and her husband. So right now it's kind of in a iffy position. You know what I mean? They got to come to terms and agree with each other. Yeah.
I'm going to zap it.
Maybe I can put enough energy in there because you would be good at the job and it would be good for them. It just wouldn't, she just wouldn't be real comfortable.
Yeah. The other lady, we seemed to get along and gel, and she wasn't worried about me at all, but they said they had only purchased the company for a year. Do you see me just going somewhere else? Because I am attempting right now, and I'm having a lot of success there, too.
Right. And you could do that, yes.
Okay.
It'd be a happy situation, too. That would be, the second one would be a happy one, the one you just told me about.
Do you see them bringing on anyone, I mean, like hiring full-time? Because I'm just there for a project.
You're there for a project, but you could get hired full-time, yes.
Oh, okay.
The reason being that because this project went so quick and so smooth, another project followed it.
Yes.
They took on another one. So that's a good thing for you.
Okay. Okay, so then I'll just hang out for the second project then.
Right.
Okay.
Good idea.
Okay.
It could be a long-term job.
Okay. Yeah, I'm very happy there, and they're very easygoing.
Right. So that'd be good.
Okay.
So just look at it being a long-term position.
Okay.
And see yourself there for another 10, 20 years.
Oh, really? Okay.
That'll help.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay. Sounds
good.
Got it? Thank you so much. Got it.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you, Moon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Karen.
Thank you.
And let us know how it works out, Karen. Okay, our next caller is Wendy. You've spoken with her before, Ada Marie. Wendy, you're live.
Hi, Ada. Blessings to you.
Hi. How are you today?
Well, I'm okay. I'm excited about starting my new job early July. But another health insurance company contacted me and asked me to do some online testing because they're interested. And I did this computer testing on Monday, day before yesterday. Did I pass it, and did I do well?
You did well. You passed it. Now you got to make a decision.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm expecting if I did well that they might email me again and invite me to come in for an interview. And I think I would go in for the interview if they ask. And then I'll know more about the company. At that point.
Right.
So which company would give me most longevity? The one that I'm scheduled to start on July the 5th or with this other health insurance company that I took the testing for day before yesterday?
It's about a throw even. I think you'll like the people you tested for the other day. They seem to be very friendly and easy to work with, the ones that you've already tested for. Is that correct?
Well, I haven't talked to anybody on the phone or in person yet for this new company. It's United Health Group, but I tested with them. So when do you think I'll hear from them? They'll probably ask for an interview.
Sometime before the end of the week.
Okay.
This is Wednesday, probably Friday, Thursday or Friday.
Okay. And, you know, I have a few weeks here. I'm sure I'm going to have time to go ahead and interview. And I'm going to pray to God to give me a sign during the interview whether or not I should choose that place or the one that I'm already scheduled
to
start with.
Very good idea. Because then you are talking to the boss. you know?
Yes.
So
yes, I like,
whatever the
I like
feeling
the
comes when you've asked that question, pay attention.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm really blessed with this, and I'm thankful. And also, I'm going to have to see an attorney regarding my financial situation after I've been working a few months, because I think that there, maybe I can do a consolidation. And I heard that if you're more than $5,000 in debt, that you can go legally, you can make arrangements to just pay a lump sum for far less. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, I don't know, but you're probably right, because you know. And that would be a good thing to do. That would be helpful for you.
I can make a suggestion on that count.
Okay.
Been down
yes,
that road
yes,
before. I would suggest contacting FDR.com. It stands for Freedom Debt Relief. And they can negotiate your debt down substantially. And you can make monthly payments over the course of a few years, so that the payments would be very low. And I've been down that road, and it was very successful. I was dealing with a lot more debt than $5,000, but they reduced the amount of debt that I owed by 30%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
I was able to pay it off in a year and a half instead of 3 years. And
wonderful.
The monthly payments were a lot less than they would have been had I made minimum payments. It would have taken me like 15 years to pay it off. So I would suggest that. And I was very happy with the firm. They're very professional, very helpful. Just go to FDR.com and you'll get the phone number.
I will do that, David. That sounds like good advice. Thank you. So
you're welcome.
Yeah, I'm excellent with my payments, but I'm getting over my head right now because I've been out of work for so long, and I'm looking forward to getting myself in shape that way as well.
Right.
But I definitely look into it, and I appreciate you both so much.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
You're welcome, Wendy. We're going to move on to the next caller.
Right.
I took your call before somebody else in error. So God bless you, Wendy, and keep us posted on the job situation.
Right.
Well, thank
right.
you. And I'll try not to be worried
blessing.
About what I told you about privately, David, what happened to me. I don't think it was right
no.
what somebody told me.
It's never good to worry. No. Serves
okay.
no purpose.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you both.
You too. Okay. All right, Deep, I'm coming to you. Sorry about that. Deep, you're live. Deep?
Yes, hi, David.
Hi there.
Hi,
you're...
Adam. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hi, Adam Marie.
What's your...
My question is, can I have any guidance from Spirit in terms of what I need to know the most about my work life or love life? Anything, it doesn't matter. But any guidance that I need to know the most, please?
Well, if you're actually harmonious and peaceful and joyful... your love life should be very happy, peaceful, and joyful. If you complain a lot, it would be a very uncomfortable love life. So what category are you in?
Love life-wise, I'm actually waiting for someone to reach out to me. But otherwise, I'm happy for any guidance from Spirit that I need to know the most.
Well, people will reach out to you if you are friendly and happy. People are always willing to reach out to someone who is friendly and happy and not complaining. Complaining puts people off all the time. And rightly so, because who wants to listen to that all day? So I think that you're, if you're friendly, which you sound like you are, and you sound like you're reasonably easy to talk to, I think that you're on the right track.
Thank you. Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Do you laugh a lot?
Not much, but I'm not grumpy either.
Okay. Well, be as joyful as you can, because that always makes the day go better. No matter how hard the day is, if you can take it with a grain of salt and be happy doing it, just to accomplish it, to go through the process, then you will do well and your life will go better.
Thank you. And is there any messages for my work life? Do you see my current work getting extended, my current contract at work getting extended beyond a month?
Yes, will be.
Okay. Do you see an approximate time period as to how many months it will be extended beyond July?
Well, it could go on for a very long time, as long as you
right.
hold your attitude happy and joyous, and feel like you're doing a good job, that they feel you're doing a good job.
Okay. You mean at the same with the same company?
Yes, with the same company.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Take care, Deep. Best
Thank
wishes
you,
to you. Okay.
Yes.
God.
Yes. He'll do well.
All right. Our next caller is Katie. Katie, you're live. Katie, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm pretty good. I was actually hanging out in those high frequencies you guys were talking about as I was listening.
So, do you have a question?
Yes. What do you see me moving forward in my...
Wait a minute. Start over because you're speaking too low. I got to be able to hear you.
I'm sorry. What do you see me? Is that better?
That's better.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you see me moving forward in my career?
Well, what is your career?
I don't know. I just changed it from childcare. God said, stop it, and I'll start getting messages for what's next for me. So.
I see. So did you change it because of the work on childcare, or did you change it because of the amount of energy it takes?
Because of the childcare.
Okay. Because they are exhausting, I tell you, beyond a doubt. So now your question is, what should you do now, or do you have a choice?
What should I do now?
Well, whatever you're qualified for, you look like you're well qualified for a number of things.
Okay.
Do you want to stay with children and be a nanny, or do you want to work in an office? What do you want?
No, I just wanted a little insight from what the... Thank you, ma'am.
Well, if you say what you want, I can tell you what you can do.
Oh, we just lost her.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
It was a shy one.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay, our next caller is from area code 857, and you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Gwen.
Gwen, I'd lost you.
You know what? I was actually on the bus, and I went through the tunnel, and there's no reception in the tunnel. So I quickly got back on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I lost your name from the switchboard, and
yes.
I wondered what had happened to you. So go ahead
yes.
and ask Ada Marie your question.
Hi, Ada Marie. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. My question, I'm learning some interesting things about myself and my relationships with men. There was someone that I was very interested in and very attracted to, and I decided to move away from him because, you know, things just weren't, it was basically a game that he was playing, and there was no interest in forming a relationship with me or anything with me, and it kind of started me thinking, how can I heal so that I don't repeat this again? How do I heal my relationship with my father, and he's someone that I've never have met in my life? How do I heal that so I don't find myself attracted to men that are like that?
Okay, your attraction to that is, again, one of those things in the subconscious mind that says, I can get control over this situation instead of walking equally with it.
Right.
You want
true.
A relationship that you can walk equally with, and you're
yes.
attracted to the other kind because of your father. So
right.
look into yourself when you meet somebody,
and
you'll know right away within a short period of time where that relationship is coming from.
Yeah, and I did. I knew my conscience was just telling me, no, this is a game for him. This is a game for him.
Mm-hmm. Right. So don't
and
let
don't
yourself be when you find. Pardon?
And I noticed that now, because I pulled away, and again emotionally it was a struggle. But I find now that when I look at him, even when I deal with him, those emotions do not come up. I just don't
right.
feel anything. But I don't want to numb myself and hide my energy from anyone. So I don't know if my numbness is towards him because I don't feel anything towards him anymore, or is
right.
have I shut down energetically. I don't know.
I think it's a good thing because you're already pre aware of this kind of an individual. So
yes.
because of that, it was time to walk. When you saw the door open, you walked through it. And that was a good thing.
Just, so my
you know,
non-feelings towards him, is that, because I really don't feel anything towards him, is that, I'm sorry, come on here. Okay, I'm sorry.
Is that what? That's okay.
It's so beautiful out. We finally got a cool day. Is my numbness because I have dealt with my feelings towards him and just don't feel anything towards him? I mean, it's not, I don't feel love
that's
or
not
hate.
Selfish.
I don't feel anything.
Okay, but that's not being selfish. That's being honest with yourself and honest with him. And honesty always stands you in good stead.
That's true. That's
right.
true. But if my feelings
so stay,
that I don't feel anything towards him, is it because I'm numb, or
because the energy didn't click? Hasn't got anything to do with anything. Your energy did not click with his.
That's true.
basic level. It didn't click.
Yes. It didn't.
So,
it
go
didn't.
On.
Yeah,
go forward with life and let it be.
Okay. Okay. So this is not so much in regards to my father.
No.
Issues with my dad.
No, but the lessons you learned from your father probably had something to do with the actions that you saw in this person.
Yeah.
So there
you're
you
right.
go. That was a
beautiful.
So that was a good choice on your part.
Yeah, you're right. The energy really it didn't fit, and I kept trying to make it fit. And I'm like,
it won't.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't feel this way about this person. I don't feel love or passion or
anything,
even sexual attraction. I didn't really, honestly, did not feel anything for this person. I didn't. I was trying to feel something.
You're not supposed to try. You're supposed to have it inside of you. If it's there, it's there. If it's not, it's not.
It wasn't inside of me. It really wasn't.
Right.
But I've learned a valuable lesson.
I'm sure it wasn't.
It wasn't.
Yeah. So you just keep moving forward. You'll find somebody.
I know I will. I have faith in that. I'm going to start concentrating on on myself and you know, just listen to that little voice that says no.
Listen to the voice. That's a very good plan. Everybody should be listening to that little voice.
Listen to that little voice that keeps nudging you, saying no. You know that's not right. You know that's not right.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But I noticed that he knows that something has shifted.
Right.
Between us.
I'm sure he did.
And he seems to be reaching out more.
Right, but it was not to be, so it's a good thing you walked away.
Yes.
Something good will be coming to you later in the fall.
I know it will.
So
and
that'll
I
be
wanna
good.
I want to be ready for it. And I want to be ready for it.
Well.
So.
Well, then you just get yourself prepared because it's coming.
Beautiful.
And there'll be a lot
Thank
of good laughs in it.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Honesty, good communication, friendship. Yeah. This is beautiful. This is good. I deserve it. I deserve it.
You do.
Yes, you do. Everybody does.
Right.
Yes. I deserve it. And
so
I can have
forward.
What I want.
Yeah.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you and many blessings. Thank you and many blessings.
Well,
thank you, David.
And thank you for...
You're welcome, Glenn. Bless you.
Yeah.
Okay. We're moving on. I think this is an Arizona caller. Excuse me. Area code 520. You're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. Good. How are
miracles, you? Miracles, miracles, miracles. I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
Hi, Lisa. Do you have a question for me?
I do indeed. I do indeed. There's, as a volunteer, there's a meeting I've been going to for years, and it's about a 4-hour trip one way, and I give my input there. We meet quarterly throughout the year, and we've got a meeting coming up June 22nd. And I'm just wondering, I had told them that I was interested in picking up contractual work. Do you see that ever coming my way from them, that organization that hosts the meeting?
I don't see that coming, no. I'm sorry, but that was coming through, that you were disappointed and that rightfully so, because it isn't happening.
And nowhere on the horizon they'll ever refer me.
They're not referring, you know, and it's time now for you to step out and check some other places. There is an option for a good job for you, not too far from where you are. So go put some resumes out.
Okay. I do work in an industry. I'm an independent contractor with an industry, but this place that I'm talking about, you know, the volunteer thing and meeting as on a committee, for some reason I just always thought, well, maybe it just looks good on the resume. I don't know. At one point, I was really enjoying being a part of them, but now I kind of question that, you know, all the effort that it takes and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, something better is around the corner, so keep looking.
Okay.
My dad used to say, he used to tell me, he'd say, you're looking for a job. You got a job, so you stopped your looking. But that don't mean you can't keep looking for something better. So
oh, yeah.
Keep looking.
Oh,
you'll find the right thing.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You'll
be very lucky, actually.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Lisa?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Take care, honey.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, area code 502. Can you hear me? What's your name, please?
Hi, my name is Melody.
Hi, Melody.
Mm-hmm. Hi, how are you all?
We're good. How are you?
Good. I'm good, thank you. I'm a first-time caller. I don't really have a specific question, but I have been experiencing and feeling a lot of energy around me lately and experiencing some pretty powerful things, and I'm a bit confused, so I just didn't know if I could get any advice or insight or if you picked up anything.
Well, what are you confused about?
Well, the first encounter I had with coming in contact with someone that had crossed over, I didn't know who he was there for. It took me, in fact, about 4 days to figure it out, and there was so much validation, but I found myself not trusting what I was going to relay, because in fear of being wrong, I guess, or disappointing the person. But at the end, I found it really brought closure. Then I learned that myself, I was drained for like an entire day. Like just my energy, my vibration, everything was completely off. And I have heard people talk about that, but you don't know it until you feel it.
Right. And in the process, do you realize how it happened?
Well, no, I don't.
Didn't you realize when you were in the middle of it that something wasn't quite correct? Yeah, then you were aware.
Okay, I see what you're saying. And I've also people don't know about my gift. I don't tell people because I'm very new at it. So when it happens, it just happens. I never go and say, hey, can I give you a reading, you know, or walk up to somebody in Walmart. Exactly. No, I'm not. But I have encountered physical pain and the person was murdered, and I was confused on whether or not that meant that I was feeling their pain or if they hadn't crossed over. Because in heaven, you know, there's no pain. I never feel pain when I know someone has crossed over.
Mm-hmm. And did you know this person?
I did not.
Okay. So you had not closed off your channel. Now let me explain to you. In the top of your head is a soft spot, right?
Yes.
And when you feel that you are able to pick things up and you're going into a rather large place, take your left hand and bring it over your forehead and over the top of your head and close that channel. Close that channel so that wherever you go, nothing's going to open up and start blabbing at you. And you're not going to feel pain, and you're not going to do. But that's the way Grandma, my grandmother, and my great-grandmother taught me, was that channel can be open and not bothering you a bit. And if something happens that is very negative, it would fire. So you have to put your hand up there and close that channel. And anybody who's listening needs to know this, because it's a godsend to be able to close off that negativity and that pain and that anguish. And that's how you do it. You just put your left hand on your forehead and draw it over the top of your head to close the channel so that you are no longer being hurt by it. That's something that everybody should know.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your insight.
You're very welcome, and share it with your friends.
Okay. Thank you. I will.
Okay.
Goodbye, Melody. God bless.
Goodbye. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're moving on to the last caller, unless somebody else gets through in the next 8 minutes. This is area code 805. What is your name, please?
Oh, hi. This is Dawn again. How are you? Thought I'd call.
Hi.
Hi. My question is, I'm filling in for a girl working next week, home, kind of like companion care, just for 3 days, and then she had mentioned maybe I could have a couple hours on my own, but it's really not enough if it's only 3 hours. But do you see my money situation changing somehow, like a windfall or something like that?
I see an opportunity for another client, client will pay well. So somehow or another, some way, while you're taking care of this person for 3 days, somebody or something will come up, and you'll get an opportunity to take a different position. It's permanent.
Oh, good.
And I don't know if it comes because somebody comes to visit this person. I don't know how it happens, but I do know you're going to get the opportunity to take a position that is steady.
Oh, good. That's what I'd like, something steady.
Well, right. And you can go and interview with the lady, and you will like her.
Oh, good. Okay, I wanted to ask you, too, real quickly. I'm going to be having a housing appointment in a couple months. I've had housing for quite a while, but is everything going to go okay with that appointment?
Yes. Whoa, that came fast.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, thank you very much, and you have a wonderful evening.
And you too. You have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, goodbye, Don.
Bye.
All right. Well, that seems to be a wrap, Beta Marie, unless there's anything else you want to add.
I just want to thank everybody. There were people that called in after the show last week, and I talked with them and sent them each a book that I have written, a very wonderful little thing. It's on an 8.5 by 11, it's like a little paper thing, but they liked it a lot, and they called to ask one lady called to ask if she could have another one for her sister, so I sent it. So I was very pleased to be able to send out one of my little books that people could really use, and a couple of doctors read it, and they said it was awesome. So on that note, I want to say that these girls were really impressed with it, and I want to thank them for ordering. It was really a blessing. I enjoyed it.
Well, we did get another caller all of a sudden. We can go to that call in a minute, but let's just put out your website and phone information one more time for anybody that didn't get it. Ada Marie does give the first 15 minutes of a session for free. She can be reached through thegoldenoracle.com where she can be reached Pacific time from 6 a.m. excuse me, to 6 p.m. at 520-896-9510. Okay, we're going to area code 909. And you're live. What is your name, please?
Yes, hi. My name is Genevieve, and I'm in Los Angeles.
Hi, Genevieve.
Hi.
That's
I have a question
name.
For... Oh, thank you. It's a real old-fashioned name.
Yes, it
Ada,
is.
My daughter is about 52, 53 years old. And since she was 5 years old, she was fighting with everybody. And she hasn't changed. I think she may have some personality disorder. I mean, I'm pretty sure because mm-hmm. she really fights with everybody, doesn't get along with anybody. Is there anything I can write her a letter or a note, direct her to where she could get help?
If she calls me, I'll explain it to her, but you know what's causing it, don't you?
No.
She feels insecure. She feels insecure. Her insecurity is causing this negativity. Like she's not equal. She's feeling very insecure. And she don't have to because she's a fine person.
She is.
So
she's a
that's
good person.
What's causing it. Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't have to have this energy pattern at all. She don't need it. She could be well liked if she wasn't so argumentative.
Yes, she ridicules me for believing in gifted people like yourself. But since she won't talk to me, I'll write her a note, give her your number, and hope
okay.
she does something. I truly hope she
mm-hmm.
does because she hasn't even seen her
she
first
might.
Grandchild. So I will,
oh.
I promise. Ada, thank you so much.
Okay.
Well,
bye-bye,
one,
dear.
You're welcome.
One thing you can say to her, Genevieve, is...
Yes.
Ada Marie is very down to earth, very nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
She has a gift that's been passed down through many generations. She's hosted numerous seminars. She's been on TV, radio. She's helped luminaries. She's helped lots of people. She's been on this path for a long time. So your daughter could really benefit from speaking with her.
Thank you so much. I'm going to send her a note and beg her to call you.
Yeah. Well,
thank you,
if
and God
she
bless.
Just listened on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
We're on the air on Wednesday.
Oh, well, she's working. So,
it.
Yeah, she works
oh.
8 hours a day, 5 days a week, so that, you know, wouldn't
mm-hmm.
be possible. But
mm-hmm.
are you saying on this program, Blog Talk, or on your Golden Oracle?
Mm-hmm.
On your golden.
Well, the show is on Blog Talk at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. What she might want to do is listen to the podcast.
Uh-huh.
She can go to the website and listen to a podcast of the show. That would give her an idea of Ada Marie's gifts and whether or not she might be willing to call her.
Now, the show is the Golden Oracle.
I didn't know that either.
No. The GoldenOracle.com is Ada Marie's website. I don't know, Ada Marie, do you post links to the show on your website?
I have a girl that does do that, yes.
Okay, so she could go to that and click on the link, and that would bring up the show.
Yeah.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she does.
I'll give it a try, and I'll send her a letter, and I hope she does it, because she needs help, believe me.
Oh,
thank
okay.
You. Right. Okay. We'll bless
thank
her
you.
Anyway.
I
right.
do. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Goodbye, Genevieve. Well, that was a great show, Ada Marie.
I think so, too. Thank you for all the help. You're wonderful to work with.
Oh,
I tell you.
Likewise, dear.
So I'll be looking forward to next Wednesday.
Okay. Until then.
I'll see. Have a wonderful week.
You do the same. God bless you.
Okay. And God bless you.
Thank you. Bye.